Here we go. A little bit of Fat Guy Radio Show.
The hottest t-shirts to hit the internet online now. Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store at fatguyradioshow.com/store. T-shirt styles and designs for everyone. Show your love for the show or rock a killer swanky new tee designed by us. Visit fatguyradioshow.com/store. Starting at just $19.99. Choose your size and color, then buy it now to order. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Shipping worldwide. Order today as supplies are limited. The Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store. Open now at fatguyradioshow.com/store.
It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. It's the Fat Guy Radio Show. We got the Fat Guy Radio Show. Hey, America, you want to laugh? How about you get down with the Fat Guy cast? We got Corey. He bougie AF. Then we got DJ. He never does anything. And then DA. He lazy. And little D, yo, he crazy. Put them together, they all fun. Here we come again with the Fat Guy Radio Show. Running
Fat Guy Radio,
radio show.
Fat Guy Radio Show.
Radio show.
Fat Guy Radio,
radio.
Holla, it's the Fat Guy Radio Show.
Radio show.
Podcast.
Fat Guy Radio,
radio show.
It's the
Fat Guy Radio,
radio show.
Yeah.
Fat Guy Radio,
radio show.
That's a radio show.
Not
a podcast.
Oh.
Boom, let's go.
Hey, welcome everybody from all over the world. This is another episode of Fat Guy Radio Show. Now, if you haven't been paying attention to the atmosphere of America, you're missing out because it's mayhem all over the world. In Oregon, all the drugs are legal. Trump is on a battle to get to 270. Will he lose that 50 pounds? We don't know, but we have a lot going on in Arizona. DJ, have you been following what's going on in Arizona?
50 pounds.
Hey, you can still get to 270, baby. You just got to cut down on them Bit Macs. But if you haven't been paying attention, in Arizona, something very special has happened. I am an advocate of that good old plant, that herb, that marijuana. Mm-hmm. And it recently passed by an overwhelming margin. And today, I am proud to have a special guest on the show, Prop 207.
Hey! I'm Prop 207, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen of the world, say hi to marriage to Prop 207.
Hey, I'm so glad. I'm so happy to be in the state of Arizona. Baby, you know me, baby.
Now, you've been here for a while, Prop 207, no, but now.
No, let me tell you. See, I tried to move into the state of Arizona in 2016.
Yes, your little brother 205, right?
No, that was me.
See, oh, that was you. Oh.
I was a couple of years younger, bro. You know what I'm saying? See, it took me a couple of years to get up. See, Prop's age differently than humans. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Man, I'm so glad I'm Prop 207. I'm up in this bitch, Arizona. Arizona, what's up? What's up, Arizona?
Put it in the air.
What's up, Arizona? Yeah. Let me see. I'm here. Let me see if my fans are out in the part in the outside the door and see if they're excited. Hey, Arizona, you signed it to that I'm here? Yeah, that's my peeps.
Yeah.
Yeah, boy, I tell you, I'm happy to be here in the state of Arizona. Prop 207 is what I'm talking about, is who I am.
And so, Prop.
Yeah,
Prop,
what's up? Oh, DT, I see you, man.
Hey, what's up, Prop 207? So, I know you had to catch an earlier flight to get here. What time did you have to leave?
Oh, man, I forget what time I left. I forgot. Oh, man. Hold on a minute. Let me hit this real quick here. Yeah, Arizona, y'all gonna be doing a lot of that now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Prop 207, baby, in the mofo. You know what I'm saying?
in effect, and we're happy to have you. Now, how do you feel about being able to reach all of Arizona?
Now, see, I'm ready to reach. See, I already have me 131 places to live. And y'all call them dispensaries.
We do.
And guess what, baby? I'm buying a whole lot more houses in the next couple of weeks. You know what I'm saying? So okay. All y'all got to do is get them little itty-bitty licenses. And so far, I've only been in Arizona for what? Two, three days? You know what I'm saying? 2 or 3 days. And already 25 of you mofos tried to get me to move in. I've trunked 25 more dispensaries, baby. It's I'm Prop 207.
So you said we have to get licenses?
Yeah, hold on a minute. I'm going to hit this real quick.
That must be herbal water. Prop. Good Lord, Prop. Good Lord.
You didn't clear the whole bowl yet.
Damn, that was a good hit.
No, Prop. Ooh, baby, no, Prop 207.
What's up, D.A.?
Focus, baby. Focus,
no,
baby.
No, D.A., look, man.
Look, so what we want to ask you is...
You know how when it just hit you...
Yeah. You just get in that zone.
Yeah, baby. I'm there right now. I'm Prop 207.
Me personally, I feel gravity when I hit you a lot.
Yeah. See, you don't hit me. Mm. I'm just the avenue. I'm just... Okay. Let me talk seriously to you.
Okay. Put it down.
I'm just the avenue for y'all to get to the weed. See, y'all was blocking the avenue... To get the weed and...
Stay with us, Prop.
Go.
Hey, hey, up.
Arizona, I'm here. Arizona. Yeah. Oh, man. Hit my intro music one more time. Arizona. I'm so happy to be up in this. I'm up in this bitch, the Grand Canyon State. I ain't going nowhere, baby. Now, what were you saying?
What I was saying was, we're happy to have you. We know you've been around medically since about, what, 2008, maybe 2012?
Yeah, something like that. See,
for the old people?
Yeah, for the old people. You know, because they got to see. They got the glaucoma.
See,
I've been in California for a while.
Oh, a long time.
And then California tried to kick me out, and then I went to Colorado. Mm. And, you know, I knew I was going to be successful there because that's the mile high state. Prop 207, I'm here, bitch. I'm up in this mofo, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? No, seriously. What?
Prop 207, did you clean your room today?
Oh, man. See, no.
why didn't you clean your room today, man?
Dude, only thing I clean on a routine basis is this thing that I call... The Volkswagen Express. Volkswagen Express. I'm going to hit it right here. Hold on. Let me hit this.
Prop, you're not high already?
You stay high.
Oh, I got some of the water. Oh. Damn it, I hear what that is.
Just pull it out. Just pull it out. So, Prop, you're getting high right now. When can we get high?
I'm going to tell you. You can look to be ready for me to be fully moved into Arizona by April 2021. I know that might seem a long ways away, but listen.
Oh, no, not at all.
Listen.
That's a while.
What they don't know is my ass has been here. Y'all just ate. Legalized me. Now I'm legalized, but I got one complaint though. That little bitch ass city, Gilbert.
Ooh, what did Gilbert do?
Gilbert don't want me there. Gilbert trying to put me out, trying to put a brother out on blast. Look, the state of Arizona spoke. Mm-hmm. They wanted me.
Overwhelmingly. Mm-hmm.
I don't even know what that word means.
I know.
But they got me and I'm here.
Smoke your brains out.
I'm up in this. Arizona, how you you fail? Arizona. Oh, I guess everybody left and went got Chick-fil-A. Damn it.
Yeah, get off the 17. Prop 207.
Arizona. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Get off the 17. Get off the 17.
Oh, blue. Oh, no. I'm up in this bitch, Arizona. I'm up in here. Y'all don't know nothing, but y'all don't know what. Dude, Arizona was a chill state before I got here, man. Now it's going to be even chiller.
So Prop 207, can I grow this myself?
Yeah.
So I don't have to go to the dispensary.
Let me tell you, I didn't move in by myself. Mm. I come with $300
million
a year.
Oh, $300
million. I'm going to fix your roads. I'm going to build you some community colleges for poor people like you, D.A.
Yeah, and you know what?
And y'all been getting shot and killed by the police. I'm finna give them more money so they got more bullets. That's what I'm here to do. I'm Prop 207.
Wait. So you're going to give my money that I paid to get some weed to the police?
Yeah, but you know what? You're going to enjoy getting shot now. Before it sucked. Now it's going to be like, shoot me, bitch. I ain't got nothing to worry about. Oh! Prop 207. Shoot me, baby. That's all right. Oh, them bullets feel real good. Real nice. But I'm bringing $300 million a year to y'all little podunk little city. I mean, the wonderful state of Arizona.
Well, speaking of poor people, I mean, the younger you wanted to give money to the schools, now you're giving money to the cops?
No, they getting some, too.
No. K through 12.
That was a redhead proposition 208. I'm 207, bitch.
Oh, okay. So no money to K through 12.
I support red for ed. Mm-hmm. But my red was more in their eyes than in the classroom. You know what I'm saying? Hey, Arizona! Arizona! Shut that door. What? Well, who's out there? I see somebody out there. Is my friend out there?
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, Flav, he here. He's here out there cheering me up. That's what I'm Prop 207.
Okay, Prop, let's get this back on track now. Let's take some questions from the audience. Mr. Jim Amato off the Facebook said, is Prop 207 going to live in a ball on top of the refrigerator?
No, I'm not.
Okay, so you're not going
to
be in a ball.
What I bring to Arizona. Mm-hmm. You can put in a bowl on top of your refrigerator. You know what I'm saying?
Ah, oh, you're talking about marijuana.
I'm talking about, you know, my sister. My sister Mary Jane, you know what I mean? She, hold on a minute, let me hit this.
Hold it. Couple more seconds. There you go, Prop.
Oh, man, Arizona. Feel real nice.
Let's get another comment. AK-47 says, Because I got high.
Yeah.
Because I got high.
Yeah.
Da, 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 da.
Because I got high. Because I got high.
Yeah.
Because I got high. Let me hit this bong one more time.
He is just smoked out.
I don't know how this built on pass. I didn't even get to the polling place.
On time.
You know what? Polling opened at 6 a.m. and they told them to be there by 4:20.
See what you did, Isaac.
Hey, Arizona! Vote! We already did. Wait, we already voted, didn't we?
Yeah.
When does the polls open?
That's why you're here, Prop 207.
They open at 4:20.
That's right. Arizona!
Get off the 17.
Now, let me tell you something. I'm going to be really serious here. I'm going to hear the rules, D.A., because I know you're probably wondering what the rules are. You can't have more than 6 plants in your house.
Oh, so I can't. Okay. 6.
So you got to get rid of about 95 of the ones you got in your bathroom right now.
Mm-hmm.
You can only be in possession. You can only have up your ass 1 ounce of Mary Jane, but no more than 2.5 ounces. Now, if you manage to get more than 2.5 ounces of Mary Jane up your ass, I think they should allow you to keep it.
I think so, too.
Because that's a lot of blood. It's a lot of pot up your ass.
Yeah.
A
lot of ass.
You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of ass.
That's a whole lot of ass.
What was the question?
We didn't ask one. You were talking.
Yeah, you were just giving us information.
And for my second song, I would like to express to you, you know, I wasn't the Prop 207. I wasn't the only state that I moved into. I moved into New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
I moved into South Dakota. I moved into Montana. Mm. And I moved into MISSI, SSI, PPI, smoke, baby, to get high.
Crooked letter,
Casey, straight no more, but Jesus, somebody get the pizza because the man is standing at the door.
So your gangbanging cousins moved into Oregon.
Yeah.
How do you feel about that? And are you trying to bring that to the valley next?
I don't talk to the gangbangers.
Okay.
I'm not about violence.
Oh, okay.
I'm about peace. Prosperity.
Okay. So no meth, no cocaine.
No.
What's wrong with the cocaine? I had like two this morning.
From my good friend that has said what she has always said, I will tell you this emphatically. Cocaine is crack, and crack is whack. Baby.
Rest in peace, Whitney.
Working? Yeah, I guess
it's working.
It is.
We can hear you.
Fantastic.
Can you hear me?
That answers your question.
We could go on all night like this.
Would you share with us your age? Is that rude of me to ask?
I've got plenty to share. 84.
The I'm 84. Wow. Yeah. Ray, what will you be doing for us today?
A song I've written.
Can't wait to hear it.
All righty.
Thank you.
Okay. And for my second song, I'd like to... I met this girl. And she's just great. This girl I just adore. The problem is, she has much more than I had bargained for. She's got that style, she's got that smile, she's got the walk, she's got the talk, she's got that zing. There's just one thing, she's got a penis. She's got that flair, knows what to wear. She's got that face, that girlish grace. She's got pizzazz, too bad she has a penis. Now there's always some failure, always some flaw. Ain't that what they call Murphy's Law? But male genitalia, that's where I draw the line. Besides, hers is bigger than mine. My life's a mess, 'cause under that dress, she's got a P-E-N-I-S. Yes.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
BDB Radio Network Studios. This is the Fat Guy Radio Show featuring Corey Blaze with Daniel Taylor and Doug Andrew. Counting the hours until the buffet opens, here's our host, Corey Blaze.
Wrong microphone, damn it. Hell, everybody. Welcome to Fat Guy Radio Show live from Arizona, USA. Broadcast in over 79 countries with more than 1 million downloads worldwide. Heard by the best Fatnatics. This is Fat Guy Radio Show, home of Arizona's Hot Talk Radio. For Thanksgiving this year, he's requiring his guests to show a screenshot of who they voted for because he's not giving his green bean casserole to a green bean casserole from Correctionville, Iowa. That's Daniel D.T. Taylor.
What's good?
Believing that this country needs to come together like butt cheeks to stop the crap from Hospital Ireland. There's Doug the DA Andrew.
Holla.
And I am your host, Corey Blaze, thinking, who would have thought the presidential race would come down to a WAP? Wisconsin, Arizona, and Pennsylvania.
Ah, you're so crafty.
From how long? Australia. Fat Guy Radio Show is an interactive show. We welcome your comments on our live stream or tweet us your comments to at Fat Guy Radio Show. Use hashtag Fat Guy Radio Show. We may read them on the air. You're also welcome to slide in our DMs before, during, and after the show. Follow Fat Guy Radio Show on all social media. And today's show is brought to you by our swag merch store at fatguyradioshow.com/store. Get your shirts, your cups, your warm sweatshirts, yeah? Come one, come all. Something for everyone here. Don't be scared. Nothing to fear in the swag merch store there. So many designs to choose from. And hey, if there's something you want to see, we may throw it in there for you. But you won't know until you check out the swag merch store. You can even wear our shirts under your semi-automatic weapons during your protest. Oh, wow. That's right. The swag merch store is protester certified. Get yours now before they're gone at fatguyradioshow.com/store. Editor's note, we're still counting the sales from Tuesday night. We'll have the results sometime January. We can't figure out how to get our calculators out of the metric setting. See Texas Instruments for details. All right. Welcome to the show, everybody, everywhere. DA, you know, I'm going to give you a little applause for that that opening bit.
Oh, thank you. I'm a really good interviewer.
Well, you ruined that moment. All right, everybody, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us again for Thursday, election Thursday. Is what we like to call it. You know what I'm saying?
Lady K says, there's the voice I love. Thank you, Lady K.
Oh, so Lady, that was her way of saying she didn't like the altered voice. Yeah, I can read through the lines, Lady K.
Ooh, damn.
Hold up. He stopped the show to give you the comment from Lady K, which you made a point to berate him last show.
Bitch. He berated me. He yelled at me. He made me feel as less of a man.
That's exactly why.
He emasculated
you.
You castrated verbally.
All this is correct.
Yes.
Yes, all this is
correct. For not mentioning Lady K.
Yeah, and then I mentioned Lady K. Hold on.
I'm on your side, man. Don't fight over the bit. All right. And then he does what you ask him to do, and what do? You mess up Lady K's name.
Yeah, you're absolutely 100% her up right.
With P3 listener.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, we got P1, we got P2. We know who those are.
Hey, who's P2?
See, Dante, I don't know about you. They're all P1s to me.
Hey, they are all P1s, but some P's ain't giving the P's.
Nope, sorry, that COVID.
Lady K, the Corey couldn't get your name right.
Lady
I still
K,
love you. You can
Lady
send me those snaps.
Lady K knows that when I mess up her name, it's because I messed up her name. And if she got a problem with that, she need to get some hammer and some nails and some wood, build a bridge, and get over it.
Oh, you ain't getting no pink saying stuff like that.
Yes, yeah, I am.
I thought you were going to tell her she needs to build a wagon.
Cryo grand wagon. I guarantee you I'm still getting it, DA. Because that's how I roll, baby. You see this right here?
I see it.
Pimp hand. Pimp hand. This ain't no single ladies put a ring on it. This is the pimp hand.
That ain't your pimp hand. That is your girlfriend.
Well, nevertheless, the only reason why I have AK-47 on the brain, number one, is because I'm systematically trying my best to become D-Tay. Number two, my opening joke was stolen from her Instagram page. So that's why I have her. But Lady K, she's fine. She knows. Lady K knows where the loves come from.
Wait, what opening joke?
Thank you, DT. All right, we're going to take a quick break right here. And on the other side of this, ladies and gentlemen, we'll actually get to the start of the show because we went a little long in the opener. So this is a short little break. But nevertheless, we'll be right back after this on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
No one cleans like Gaston, quarantines like Gaston, stops the spreading of COVID-19 like Gaston, but there's no man in town half as cleanly
sanitized, all germs are gone. You can't shake, sneeze, or cough 6 feet near me, 'cause if you do, hell and a fight will be on. Food, there's no point, you'll be gone.
No one cleans like Gaston, quarantines like Gaston, put my clothes in the washing machine like Gaston.
Dr. Fauci is right in his bed again.
Stay your ass home like Gaston.
We are sorry,
oh, so sorry,
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 we'll never do it again.
Now, back to Fat Guy Radio Show on the BDB Radio Network. Featuring Corey Blaze.
Welcome back to the show, everyone, everywhere. ever wanted a month of Fridays? How about a month of Black Fridays? That's exactly what's happening over at Target.com. The entire month of November, take advantage of never-before-seen Black Friday deals. Amazon Fire TV sticks at $17. Beats Studio 3 headphones, just $174.99. New Black Friday deals added every week. Start at FatGuyRadioShow.com and get to Target. Once these deals are gone, they are gone. Target Black Friday deals all month long. Target, expect more, pay less. Welcome back to the show, boys. After Tuesday, something else happened in Arizona, and I won't say exactly what it is, but I have a little audio clue to let you know what it is.
Okay.
Once I turn up the volume, I'm having some audio technical problems today.
I wonder if it's because you got high.
Yeah, no. Arizona. 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 You get it? You get it?
No. Yeah, I get it.
Thank you, DT. I got one out of two.
Well, it's probably some wimpy musical, right?
No, it's a show called The Smurfs.
Yes.
Oh.
And the Smurfs are a race of little beings whose skin is a certain hue of the color of the ocean.
I know. They're little blue people. They were smacking Snow White, right?
So back in the day, Arizona used to be the heat miser.
That's a good one, DT. I should have pulled that one.
And now Arizona is the freeze miser, because everything it touched turns blue in its clutch.
Ah, I see what you did there. Allegedly.
According to where things are looking.
But not everybody has called the state. There's still votes to be counted.
Hey, at 3 o'clock this morning, I claimed this state as blue.
You claimed it? You claimed it.
I claimed it as blue.
At 3 this morning.
At 3 o'clock this morning.
No, well, shoot.
And if anybody tells you...
It's blue.
If anybody tells you it's any other color, it's fraud.
Well, Trump's been telling me that it's still red. And that dead people are voting.
Mm-mm. I don't know. I think I'm not even giddy about the whole election because it's really not over. The only thing that...
Who's playing? Is that someone that's playing music in the background of you, DA?
No, I'm not sure. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I was not trying to say anything, but he literally said, I'm not sure. Knowing damn well he can hear what we're hearing in his headphones.
No, honestly, I can't.
I don't understand how I'm 45 miles away from you.
I thought you were saying 45 years old.
I can hear more what's going on in your house than you can.
Look, the thing is, I have my headphones on. I got to do this to hear what's going on.
You're hearing the same thing through your microphone we're hearing.
No, I jack myself more up than I jack you guys up.
Hey, play that music.
I can stop the show and handle it, or we can wait for the break. It's up to you.
Oh, we can wait for the break.
Okay.
Here. DTay, I think I have some audio of some pre-recorded audio of what's going on in DA's downstairs. Oh. Yeah, there they are.
I don't live by the 17.
Yeah, boy.
That's who downstairs.
Nevertheless, Arizona is looking to flip blue, and it hasn't been blue in quite some time. I will say this. One thing that I think they haven't called it officially, but I'm happy that it's going the way that it is, because she drove me crazy with all of her telephone calls and text messages, is Martha McSally.
Oh, yeah. Are you a registered Republican?
No, I'm not a registered Republican. I'm not a registered Democrat. I'm a registered independent.
Ah, that's where you jacked up at.
But Martha McSally, I was getting punched in the face all over. I talked about it on how it hurt my feelings because I thought that I was getting text messages from friends.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what friends?
Yeah, exactly.
Friends. How mean of us have them?
None.
Not friends. Corey.
So I would get like text messages and it was always about Martha McSally. And Martha McSally went all overboard. She was trying so hard. Look at I brought two mailers in because this woman spent so much money on trying to get Mark Kelly out. You know those scratcher tickets? She sent a big, huge Mark Kelly scratcher ticket.
Are you serious? That's dope.
Okay. You kind of want to scratch that. Well, yes. There's only three options, and she gives you the answers on the back. No. These are already she's already pre-scratched in the design. But DA, you think this was impressive? Oh, wait until you get the hologram mailer. I don't know if this is going to work, but.
Oh, yeah, it does.
That's dope.
Is it working?
Yeah.
So you got the hologram mailer of Mark Kelly.
Like, how you gonna try to boo-boo on an astronaut, though? Like, the man went to space.
Dude, this is in the mail. Imagine how much money she spent to get a hologram freaking mailer.
And lose. That's the thing. And lose.
Oh, Martha, you're doing the most. Martha, you should have known. We didn't want your ass when you was running against Kristen Sinema. We still didn't want everything we thought we knew about you when you ran the first time, Martha. Martha. We knew what you was going to do when you ran against Sinema. And we told you no then.
And Synonym got like purple hair.
Yes.
She can't dress for nothing. And she looks weird. Hey, she probably smells weird.
Hey, Kristen, you were not talking. We're not talking about the same Kristen Sinema.
Yeah, we are.
Kristen Sinema, the bisexual hot chick.
You said hot?
Have you seen her lately?
No, I'm about to Google it.
She's gorgeous, and that's the reason why, because beauty beats all in Arizona.
And I am impressed. There is a hospital in Ireland.
Do you think I make these cities up?
Yeah, I do. He literally looks all the cities up just to make sure
they're real. I don't bring fake news here on Fat Guy Radio.
Bro,
Show.
You got to text in the group chat like what hot chick you're talking about, because I don't see it.
Kristen Sinema.
Yeah, Kristen Sinema.
Voted Kristen Sinema over Martha McSally.
Yeah.
2 years ago.
We knew
that she was a liar. We knew she was going to do what she was going to do. And then when, unfortunately, we lost Senator John McCain, she was appointed in his stead. And that's the only reason why she got in. And that's the only reason why she was the incumbent this time around. And then we said the same thing we said 2 years ago. No, Martha. No, no, no. Martha. Get in your corner.
Didn't have something to do with John Kyle, too?
Something like that. Somebody died.
Died, and then somebody went to the Senate, and then somebody had to.
There were some pawn movements going on, and we didn't want her then. We didn't vote her in the first time. There was no way she was going to get voted in this time. That's exactly what happened. We got the astronaut, not.
Oh, I think it was say turf.
The billionaire astronaut, the billionaire Mark Kelly, the astroturf is in there now.
whose wife has been through a lot too, and that's part of another reason why I voted for him, because my family deserves it.
I think so too. I mean, they are filthy, dirty, nasty rich.
So is every politician.
That's true.
Look, if I'm when I run, I'm gonna be oil rich.
You ain't running
just
nowhere.
Just joking. I'm not gonna take it. I'm going to be self-made. Okay.
You are not going to win. Number one, there we already have a black gay Republican in office.
Who? Cory Booker?
No. No.
But he is black and gay.
Cory Booker is not black and gay.
What is he? Is he Asian?
He's got a kick-ass first name. That's all I know.
Corey? Oh, I get it. Because you're sad.
I was about to hit the button, and it was muscle memory, and I was on the wrong bed. So I'm going to switch over and hit the right bed. Still effed it up.
Doesn't surprise me.
That's all right. But Martha McSally.
And then her stuff on YouTube, Corey, she's like, I was touched as a child and you should vote for me. I'm like, look, that's sad, but you need therapy.
Yeah, you
don't need to be sitting in an office, holding that over people's head.
I'm sorry, guys. I'm still stuck on Cory Booker right now. Why does he look like Keegan-Michael Key?
He does.
He does.
He does. A gay one.
And you know what sucks about him? You know what? Well, we know what sucks about Cory Booker. Is that him?
His mouth?
No, him and I. I just got that. Oh my God. That's horrible. That is so horrible. DA, that was so bad. We've never played one of these in the middle of the show, but we're going to play it right now.
Sometimes we're funny. Sometimes we suck.
That was a brutal layoff, you rat bastard. That was horrible. But what's bad about Cory Booker, not what sucks, is that he and I. He pops up in my Google feed all the time for like hashtags because it catches the first name of my name and I appear in his hashtag report and he appears in mine all the time. So when you like Google Cory Blaze, you get pictures of Cory Booker too.
I wonder why they're equating the two besides the first name.
If I was Cory Booker, then that means that some Phoenix Suns came to some realities that he didn't know that he needed it. He felt the desire for some fat, chubby chocolate camera guy. That's the only way that I can become Cory Booker.
That'd be a good way to end 2020.
Hell yeah.
And you would take his last name, you bitch.
I would. NBA player? Hell yeah, Cory Booker.
Cory O'Neal.
Who?
Cory O'Neal. Shaquille O'Neal?
Cory Oubre.
Oh. See, I wouldn't be able to be Cory Oubre because the DT's face print will be all over my front windows. Because he's more in love with Kelly Oubre than I am.
I really am. I love Kelly Oubre.
Yeah, that's man crush central for DT, the Kelly Oubre. But the Booker, or I could be Corey
Ayton.
No, Corey Adolfo. No, that's not his last name.
Adolfo? Hitler?
Corey Young?
No. I can never remember.
Cory Rubio.
Cory Rubio.
That's you said Adolfo. Yeah, let's not talk sports.
Adolfo.
Adolfo. What the hell is an Adolfo?
Yeah, I'm like Adolfo. There ain't no Mexicans in the league.
I couldn't Google fast enough to find out what his last name was. Man, yeah, I could be Cory Adolfo. That'd be all right.
AK-47 says, isn't Cory Booker dating Rosario Dawson? He is.
Because they were on Ellen together.
What are they called? Cory had a name for them.
Cover up couples.
Yeah.
Get Afterburn, ladies and gentlemen, and find out what a cover up couple is. Wait a minute. That means a Dario Risotto.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Really?
Exactly.
You didn't know that?
What?
You didn't know that?
Bro,
you could tell from Rent.
You haven't seen Clerks 2?
What?
You haven't seen Kids?
What?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Casper wasn't the only thing eaten.
Oh, yeah, boy.
Yeah, boy.
Why do you have that one on cue, but nothing else?
Because that one's on the other iPad, because this iPad that's over here that has all the break cues doesn't upload new ones anymore, so I have to put them all on this iPad. DT, by the way, your break iPad is completely screwed up now.
Oh,
the break iPad is broken.
No, his soundboard iPad is broken. The break iPad is working, but he put soundboards on sound things on the break iPad. So now I have a whole bunch of beds on my break iPad that I got to get custom to.
Look, I don't do this technical crap, bro.
Oh, yeah. Keep drinking. You haven't cussed so far. Only thing I'm sad about the fact that the voting is over is that I never really spotlit the bit that I recorded. DT loves it when I do overlay voice work.
Yeah, I do.
And I did one and I never got to use it.
Well, let's hear it now.
Please, everybody, for your town and country, we need your vote, so vote.
To the song Help?
Yeah.
So, DT, because you know you love it so much, I isolated the vocals for you.
Ooh, nice.
Vote, please, everybody, vote for your town and country, vote, we need your vote, so vote.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but I love it when I hear like voices just overlaid and everything and just slightly higher than the other.
Yeah, it's called harmonizing.
It's so great.
Lady K loves it. Her shorts just flew off.
It's cool when like multiple people do it. That's cool.
Oh, yeah.
But I love it when a single person does it. Like those like YouTube videos and stuff of people like just recording themselves singing all the parts of a single song.
Yeah, like the Gaston commercial that we just played. Yeah, exactly. It's the same exact thing.
Yeah, can you do that for us?
Can I do what?
The isolation of the vocals. Like, can I sing some stuff and then you isolate the vocals?
Let's start with the first half of that question. Can you sing? Let's start there.
Yes. Do you got auto-tune?
All I'm hearing is we're going to fix this in post.
Yeah, that's pretty much what I'm hearing.
Come
too.
On, bro. You can fix me.
We can fix this in post. Translates to Corey has got something else to do.
Look, we can do it like a puppet type thing. Like, because you're not.
How do I say this?
Yeah. Exactly. Ashley. You sing and I'm the face because, like, come on. If you step on stage, the stage might crumble. So if I step on stage and sing with my beautiful looks, beautiful angelic voice, we might get some views.
So you're saying for us to Milli Vanilli,
yes.
Okay, so go ahead and try it right now.
Okay.
Vote, please, everybody. Vote for your town and country. Vote. We need your vote, so vote.
Did he drink after?
Because it took a lot out of him.
Did I nail it?
No. You suck. What you need to nail is some nails through the lips of people that are in your house. What's interesting?
That was a last second shot. I was like, okay, it's not gonna go nowhere. I'm gonna bash them.
Now, see, if they were down there listening to the show and reacting to the show, we were getting background laughter. Then I feel like Big O and Dukes, and I'd be fine with that because Big O and Dukes does their show in front of an audience. I'm good with that. But that's not what they're doing. They're down there planning Thanksgiving, and it's so distracting. Well, and a lot of people don't hear it. Some people send me a tweet or a Facebook message and say, Corey, I don't always hear it. I hear a kid every once in a while because, you know, we have post-production that takes some of that out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's
more prevalent. And you're being over-dramatic and anal, too.
Over-dramatic on radio?
Because I just heard right now, like, yo, I'm on TikTok. Y'all on TikTok?
I heard.
That's what I heard right now.
I'm doing a radio show. Yeah.
Vote blue. You know what I'm saying?
We can't vote anymore, Corey.
It's over?
It's over, Prop 207.
All right. Nevertheless, we'll take a quick break. And then on the other side of this, we're up on a break, right, DT? Did I say that? Okay.
Yep.
We're going to take a quick break right here. And on the other side of this break, ladies and gentlemen, DT, I've got some breaking news just for you, my high yellow runaway love child. We'll be right back after this on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Ready to make it burn? Time for Fat Guy Radio Show. Afterburn.
But to take it even further, let you know that you're open for business, inmates will wear their boxers backward.
Oh, so the hole is in the back near the other hole.
Exactly, and your pants are already down. So
but yeah, because you got to sag really far. Right? To like
no, everybody doesn't have a
freaking sleepy asshole like you do. Some people's souls are up where they're supposed to be. Your asshole is pointed down.
His is standing up.
Asshole's at the middle of his gooch. It goes balls asshole. There is no gooch. The gooch is gone. Dude, no gooch having motherfucker.
Dude, sad.
I can poop and pee at the same time.
I can crack myself up. Sorry, it's not a joke. Ain't funny when you crack yourself up. But DA,
who said that? That's true.
DA,
that's
not sad. Afterburn.
You're listening to Fat Guy Radio Show.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, it's beginning to look a lot like Christmas at the Home Depot. Free delivery on all online Christmas decor items. With the weather finally changing, especially here in Arizona, what can't beat a newly comfy bed with the warmest, thickest sheets, or snuggling up with a cup of hot chocolate in front of your electric fireplace entertainment cabinet? All this can be done at the Home Depot. Shop today by starting at fatguyradioshow.com. The Home Depot, how doers get more done. Welcome back to the Showdy. Whoa, 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 everybody. For those of you that may just be joining us on our live stream, I'm your host, Corey Blades. That's Daniel D.T. Taylor right there.
What's good?
And Doug the D.A. Andrew.
Holla.
D.T., I've got some news for you. I think you're going to be happy. I've got 7 months to live.
What?
That's how I'm going to be happy.
What?
This is my show now.
No, I'm kidding. D.T., this is your news.
And some good news for all you McDonald's lovers out there. The McRib is officially back. McDonald's announcing that cult favorite item will be offered nationwide for the first time since 2012. The McRib, for those not aware, was previously only available at limited locations, causing long lines and social media pleas for its return. It was trending on Twitter for like weeks. Mark your calendars. The sandwich will appear on menus starting December 2nd, just in time for the holidays.
Yes, the McRib is coming back.
Yeah, we got to do a McRib show.
I did not realize that it had been gone since 2012. I thought we've had it since.
Yeah, no, we did a taste test.
No. You misheard what he said. What
did he say?
He said that the McRib is back nationwide for the first time since 2012. So y'all people got to listen. What's the time?
That's DA 4825. The...
Sorry about that.
Okay, so it's nationwide. It hasn't been nationwide because I remember getting a McRib like last year, right?
Yeah, select location.
We ate it on the show.
Yeah, select location will have them. And that's what caused long lines because they come in spurts seasonally.
Yeah.
In select locations. So Arizona was one of the locations, was one of the states that actually kept getting the McRib on a consistent basis.
No, I feel that.
It'll come back like every summer or something like that.
Yeah. Now, DJ, I'll be coming in spurts too.
Isn't it coming later in the year? Normally, isn't it somewhere north of the springtime, right before summer that we get it?
It's actually in the summer.
When
we normally get it. Right after the green COVID? Shamrock shake thing goes
did
away.
Did they have that this year?
Nah.
Did they do anything special this year?
We lost a lot of things this year due to the Crivet. the Crivet 7-1.
The itis.
done messed it up for everybody. So, I mean, I had a 30-pack and had a pandemic, so it was all good, but... Yeah,
I thought you would be excited for the fact that the McRib is coming back. I know that I am. Don't come at us on social media talking about, you know, the McRib ain't real. Look, we understand that. And it's some good fake meat.
Yo, I'm just saying, if you dip a diaper in enough barbecue sauce, I eat that too.
Absolutely.
It's all good.
I mean, yes, I could figure out how good a steak is by sticking my head up a cow's ass, but I'd rather take the butcher's word for it.
Exactly. Mm. I know that the McRib is bad for you and it can ultimately kill you, but I'm here for a good time, not a long time. So
exactly.
It's all good.
And I woke up at 2:00 this morning. I walked out onto my porch and I claimed the McRib as a winner.
Mm. Yep.
2 o'clock
actually,
this morning.
Actually, a lot of good people make the McRib, so it's a lot of good people. It's really good food. Mm-hmm. I hear that there's a lot of reports, you know, it's huge reports out there that just say how good the McRib is for you.
Right.
So, I mean, I know there's some reports out there and scientists and whatnot saying that it's bad for you, but, you know, we don't believe them. That's their word. But
right.
A lot of good folks go into work and make these McRib for us. So it really just helps us out when we can go out there and help these good people out by eating these McRibs.
Yeah, the McRib is good. I'm sure it's good. I mean, I'm not sure if it's good. I may have said that it's good, but somebody may have to tell me if it's good. But I've heard that it's good, and people have said that it's been good. It's the best. It's the biggest. It's the most successful. It's superior. It's amazing, but I'm not sure. I've had lots of McRibs, but I may have not had any McRibs. But the McRib is really important on the if you say that, you know, you've had a McRib, I mean, it may be false. I don't know. It could be true. It might be false. It's true. I've been told it's true. Somebody have to tell me if it's false, but I believe that it's true. Or it might be false. I don't know. But it could be false.
No, it's probably true.
The McRib.
Yeah. Because the Irish God took the McRib from Adam and made.
And one thing I know about the McRib, no collusion whatsoever. No collusion.
Yeah. Hey, that's 100% pure American fake beef.
100% pure styrofoam laced with barbecue sauce, 2 pickles, maybe an onion if you're lucky.
Maybe.
And though that hoagie bun. That is not day old. It's not 2 days old. It may be a couple of years old. Matter of fact, don't get the McRib when it first comes out, folks, because you're getting buns from 2019. I guarantee.
McRib is the only sandwich that comes in a box inside of a box. You can literally just eat the cardboard straight through. Because that's all it is.
Hey, that's the way it's supposed to be done, right? That's the way I do it.
That's how I love it. I'm just saying, you put some fat back on that, you good to go.
I missed eating a McRib one time because, you know, they come like 2 for $6 or 5 for $19. I don't know. Somebody have to tell me.
But $4 for $19.
I missed eating. I just did that math, man. I can't count like the people down at the elector's office. Here's the thing.
You from Nevada.
We gambling. We ain't got time to be counting. Hey, that's why it's so slow in Nevada. Sidebar, because you're not supposed to be counting in Nevada. Counting cards is against the law, and those ballots look just like cards.
So they're doing it on the low, trying not to get caught.
They're using that app, counting cards app, and you know it's slow. But nevertheless, I missed eating a McRib one day, and it got a little harder. I used it to, you know, stop my car from rolling backwards when I was changing its tire. It was perfect.
And then you can use it to wash your car.
Hey, I went to Corey's house one time, and I didn't have a cardboard box because my old hoopty was leaking oil.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I had a cardboard box in my car. True. So I just took a McRib and threw it underneath, and it soaked up all the oil. Mm-hmm. Plus, it made it extra juicy.
Absolutely. Afterwards. And Arizona has been repaving a lot of roads in and around the city of Phoenix and in Glendale and Peoria and the suburbs and so forth. All of that paved with nothing but leftover McRibs.
I saw a house built by Habitat for Humanity with it was pure brick of McRibs.
Yeah, I lick that house every time I drive by. I walk up to that house and I just give it a good little lick.
I don't know which one I'm writing.
McRib bricks.
Okay. Because you wrote that as soon as you said, I lick the house every time I go by. I'm like, lick the house? Is that the show title? Lick the house?
I'm a house licker.
House licker. I'm writing both of those down.
There you go. I'm a house licker. You build your house out of McRibs. I'm licking your house. I'm telling you that right now. You ain't got to worry about it, ladies and gentlemen. I'm coming to your house. You want Corey to come by your house? All you got to do is build your house out of McRibs. You build your house out of McRibs. I tell you this. I guarantee you this one bit. I'm licking your house.
It's like the urban Hansel and Gretel right there.
Jim Amato said, did you know only 2 sides of beef supplied all the McRib sandwiches in 2012?
I believe it. Because there's only like 0.5% of actual beef in a McRib.
DT, all they're doing is looking for the illusion of beef. the illusion of being.
That's a good one right there.
Just looking for the illusion of beef. That's the same way Lady K takes our relationship. She's looking for the illusion of happiness.
Illusion of beef sounds like the title of a mixtape for a rapper who really wants to start trouble but doesn't want to start trouble.
Oh.
It's the illusion of beef.
It's the illusion.
You a bitch, or is ya? I actually like your music, but I hate ya.
I'm trying to get to before the moment passes and the moment is
that
passed.
Moment's gone. Speaking of moments that are gone, AK-47 also says the cover-up singer, alluding to me singing for you.
AK-47, they already have something like that. It's called The Masked Singer.
They have another show. I don't know if it started yet, but it's the Guess Who Can Sing show.
Oh, yeah. Can you see? I can see your voice.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Dude, come on. I've been doing nothing but watching TV because I'm lonely, I'm fat, and I have no friends.
It's saying I can see your voice. What is that? Yeah, like you're out in the cold?
So basically, the premise of the show, and it's very interesting. Have they started showing it yet?
Yeah. I think this is episode 4 or 5.
Okay. 50, so I'm not that far behind. I can probably catch up later. But basically, the whole premise of the show is you got these people who come on the show. Mm-hmm. And they just stand there, and I believe the panel guesses or whatnot if they can sing or not, and then they have to sing.
You are almost there. You got the head in, so let me go ahead and thrust you all the way in.
Okay.
The premises is that there are 12 people that are up on this panel. Or no, they're not four. What's four plus four? We're in Arizona. Eight. I can't count. There's 8 people that are up there, and they're all different characters. And according to like their personality and how they limp sync something, and how when you can look into like their phones, you have to decide as the contestant if you think they have a good voice or a bad voice. And you have help of 6 other celebrities. Hmm. And what the whole premise of the show is at the end of the show, you want to have a good singer standing. One good singer standing. If you do have one good singer standing, you win $100,000. What's interesting is that the first two contestants that appeared on I Can See Your Voice, hosted by Ken Jung, Dr. Ken Jung from The Masked Singer.
He's just recycling all these people.
He's got nothing else going on right now.
Neither does nobody else.
Yeah, but Ken Jung is not afraid of the virus.
Get Sinbad. Get Will Smith.
No, Sinbad, he bad sins. So they have this... The first two contestants on I Can See Your Voice, one was from Chandler and the other one was from Scottsdale. The first two contestants were from Arizona.
Oh, wow. I mean, I bet you they couldn't sing.
The contestants don't sing. The first girl, a Blick girl like you, D.A., a Black girl like you.
I got what Blick means.
Won the $100,000.
Oh.
The second chick from Scottsdale, she didn't get it. But she still walked away with like $40,000.
And she still came home to already probably $8 million in her bank account because she's probably from Scottsdale.
$8 million? Oh, that's a little undershadowing, but I understand.
I
can see your voice. I watch it. It's not the best. It's hokey. It's Ken Jong-un. But bless you. But it's you know, it is what it is. But nevertheless, the McRib is back and we're up on a break. That's perfect because, you know, I was thinking that we were going to get, you know, an audio clip from Illusion. What was the rapper's name again?
Illusion of Beef.
DT, aren't you familiar with the Illusion of Beef rapper? You know one of his songs. Why don't you sing a little bit for us?
Yo, it's Illusion of Beef, brother. It's Illusion of Beef. Check it. I hate your guts, but I love your cooking. You're ugly, but you're still good looking. Yo, I don't want to fight, but I want the smoke. Wow!
I don't want to fight, but I want the smoke. Corey, he was rapping about you.
He was.
I hate you, but I love your cooking. You're ugly, but you're good looking.
Still good looking.
I can't stand you. He does hate me. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick break right here.
He tells me all the time.
Screw off, DA.
It's the illusion of beef.
It's the illusion of beef. Illusion of beef, also known as my midwaist. All right, we'll be right back after this on FatGuyRadioShow.com.
Hello, everyone. If I can, for a moment, talk to the fellas out there. Fellas, do you suffer from envy of what those other guys have? Maybe you feel like you're not matching up to the average American male. Has your girl dropped hints that you need to make a change? Well, I am here with a solution to those problems we men don't like to talk about. The cure to any ailment that plagues 9 out of 10 men is subscribing to the Fat Guy Radio Show bonus show, Afterburn. For less than the price of one of those little blue pills, you can last an extra 75 minutes a month. Take it from me. Not only am I the spokesman for Afterburn, I am also a subscriber. Shame will be no longer after you subscribe today at FatGuyRadioShow.com/Afterburn. Afterburn. Recommended by 1 out of 5 doctors. And even that one doctor was still questionable. Fat Guy Radio Show. Afterburn.
Sometimes we're funny, sometimes we suck.
Where did you get that muffin? Muffin button. I didn't install a muffin button. And where did I get this muffin?
Baby shark, baby shark, baby shark.
Just when you thought it was safe to turn the volume up again, Corey and the guys are back with more.
Take your microphone off mute, Corey. Our bonus show, Afterburn, is 75 minutes more of this with a few differences. We go deep into the mind of the man and try our best to understand the mind of a woman. We're not bound by content restrictions put upon us by our sponsors, so we can say words that you may hear during any gathering of men in an everyday American garage. And then there's the occasional flash of nudity. You never know what's going to happen on Afterburn. That's why, for your protection and quite frankly ours, you can only get Afterburn behind what the radio industry calls a paywall. Like Vegas, you gotta pay to play. But it's not much. There are three tiers, $3, $8, and $10. To find out the difference, head on over to fatguyradioshow.com/afterburn. I could explain it here, but you'd be wiser to check it out for yourself. FatGuyRadioShow.com/afterburn. Need I say more? And welcome back to the show. Everyone, everywhere. Thank you so much for joining us. I have two little things that I wanted to get to, but did you guys hear that Lil Wayne's girlfriend left him over his Trump involvement?
No, yes, I've heard that on the news cycle.
Yeah, I mean, they weren't together very long, but not to get into the whole idea of, you know, the rappers and Trump and stuff like that. We had that conversation at the end of last week's show. It brought me up to a question that I wanted to ask you. And this is to everyone that's streaming the show right now. I welcome your comments.
We welcome you.
Could you be with a person that has a different political view? Could you be in a relationship with an individual that does not see? Now, let me give you a little bit more to this. Try your best to remove yourself out of the present day political atmosphere, because this is unique within itself.
Yeah.
And we've seen relationships be completely demolished by just the heat of this moment. I'm talking about in general. You know, I had a friend of mine that posted up on Tuesday. He posted, and he's an African-American friend.
You can say Blick.
He posted up on his Instagram, on his Facebook page. He says, "I went to the polls today to vote for the party that freed my people in 18 something something. So if that's the case, I am a Republican."
Okay.
And my response to him, even though I didn't put it on there because I typed it and I deleted it, I was like, "Do you not think that parties can change, especially over, you know, 100 years of time?" But that was just me and him as a friend. And I've avoided successfully getting into conversations politically with friends of mine.
Is it because you're scared of losing that friendship or you're afraid of your political views?
No, I just don't, especially in this environment now, I don't want it to be heated because it can lead to me losing someone that I contact. I'm not saying I'm going to lose a friend because I talk politics with my friends all the time. But people that are like acquaintances or bypassers or people that are in business, I avoid it at all costs. I avoid it like shaking hands at Walmart today.
I thought you were going to say a salad.
Exercise.
You said like you avoid it like shaking hands where?
At Walmart. Here's the thing.
But he shakes hands at Target.
Yes, I do. Target. Damn it, I almost did it. I got to get to the right bed. But here's the question that's asked. With Lil Wayne's girlfriend leaving him over his Trump support, could you be in a relationship with someone that has a political view or is a or is in a different political party than you? Like, could you, if you are a Republican, could you be in a relationship with a Democrat or with a independent? Or with someone that has no political view whatsoever and they never wear shoes and they hug trees. Could you be with someone outside of your political spectrum?
I'm going to say yes. And mainly because I'm used to Republicans screwing me.
I don't know, Corey. That
right for the shecky stuff.
That was a good one.
That wasn't good. It was just shecky. I was leading up to a really in-depth possible ending conversation. He could have used that as a kicker, but no, he just had to just get to it. He couldn't hold it. It is a kicker.
You're mad because I hit a home run with one strike?
No, you didn't hit a home run.
No balls?
Hey, Luis Gonzalez, you didn't hit a home run. That was a bird.
That, for one, is Luis Gonzalez. For two, that was Randy Johnson.
You don't know Luis Gonzalez like I do. He hit a bird, too.
Yo, just because you stroke it to people, don't. Okay, look, all I'm saying is
I be stroking. I stroke it to the east and I stroke it to the west. I stroke it to the Lady K that I love the best. Hey, girl, you gonna get this chocolate?
Speaking of Lady K, she said, I'm calling Mickey D's. And Chad Hofhoffer says, hi, Corey.
Hey, Chad.
So, to further answer your question, yes, I don't think it necessarily matters their political views. It just matters them as a person. Because I know Trump supporters and they're good people. Like, honestly, people paint Trump supporters as like just totally racist. And okay, and we can even go back outside of Trump because you said don't take into account this political
atmosphere. Yeah, it's kind of hard to answer this question when you look at the current political climate.
But even with Bush, like, you know, people support who they support. It's how you're raised. Like, black people are taught to support Democrats no matter what. Vote them all up and down the ballot. They are, Corey. They really are.
They are, and it's a sad thing. Wasn't raised that way, you know, but you are absolutely right. A majority of African-American families are raised to be Democrats, and I think that's wrong. I mean, I know that I have a difference of political affiliation. Like, it's very well documented. I am an independent. I'm a registered independent. And I'm that way because there are some things that I agree with on the Republican side and there's some things that I agree with on the Democrat side. And I don't want to be locked down either one of those. You know what I mean?
And let me stop you there. I was registered independent, too, until I went to vote for Bernie Sanders in the primary. And they told me, no, you can't vote because you're independent.
Right.
I was about to throw a black fit and then I Googled it. And yeah, if you're independent, you can't vote. So that year I said in 2020, that's not going to happen because Bernie is going to be the only one that can defeat Trump.
Well, yeah, I understand that I am limited in the primaries and stuff like that.
Because nobody's running. Joe Jorgensen, I think, was the independent candidate.
Yeah, I don't know how the Joe Jorgensen ended up. I was like, lotion. But that's not the, you know, shampoo.
I didn't know Michael Jackson's dad made lotion.
You know, that'd be a fire ass lotion, though.
Yeah, because you can always get your political degree at the Joe Jackson School of Art.
We all said something.
I thought it was greatness.
I thought it was excellence. This is what we said, hard knocks.
What was it? I can't thought it was remember.
Greatness. The School of Greatness.
No, a School of Excellence.
Joel Jackson School of Greatness. Isn't I supposed to do like the punch afterwards?
Yeah.
There we go.
Hey, say what you want. He raised some cold-hearted singers.
Some cold-hearted snakes. Oh, so D-Tay, where do you stand on being with someone that is a political view, a difference in political view?
Well, before D-Tay opens his stupid mouth, Lady K off the internet said, as long as the individuals and the relationships are respectful. Okay, hold on. I've been drinking a little bit, so let me reread
that.
As long as the individuals in the relationship are respectful of one another, yes.
No, I'm not respecting you if you have a different political view.
Listen,
DA, the first time she come up with a political difference from me, broadside of the phone book, right to the thigh. Shift them hips, baby. I'm realigning your hips.
I mean, the only way that can come into effect is if she's pro-life and you're not. And then she gets pregnant.
Yeah, she gonna be pro-life out.
Wait, pro-life means you want to keep the babies, right?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't either.
Does
it open up to a larger suite?
Pro-choice lets you...
Hey, Jim.
Means you want to let them women decide.
Yes, D-Tay.
To answer your question, and... You guys may not agree with me, but it is my personal opinion.
Yeah, that's why I asked.
And Corey probably will, because he rides whatever you whip out.
So all I got to say is that won't be a problem in my household of them having the a difference of opinion politically from me. And the reason why
I'll sway
is because I want my woman to only be barefooted, naked and in the kitchen ready for insertion. If she got a political view, she ain't for me.
Oh, no political.
I like where that went. I thought you were gonna say you like him illegal.
Oh.
But you went a different way. Yeah. I love it.
She got three jobs. In the bed, keep me fed, and raise them kids.
In the bed, keep me fed, and raise them kids. That's what it is. In the bed, keep them fed and raise them kids. Ladies and gentlemen, we enter into the Church of D-Tay. The message today is in the bed, raise,
keep me fed,
and what the word is, read the word again. In the bed,
keep me fed, and raise
and stop
them
right
kids.
There. Stop right there and raise them kids. Now, baby, this ain't about you having to have a political view. Because if your eyes are fixed upon politics, then that means you ain't showing me them. I can't say that word. DA would have said it because he's drunk, but I'm not gonna do it. Lady K, I got your comments coming through on the Twitter. Lady K double dipping. She tweeting me directly and she giving some to the show. You know what I mean? My girl just spreading it all over the place.
Yeah. Oh, so she's good at texting multiple people at once. Got it.
Hey, you don't worry about that. This is our situation.
P3 AK-47 ain't tell me anything.
But
she down to P5 now.
So D-Tay, would you or would you not be with someone with a political view?
I'm with Lady K. Honestly, as long as first of all, I feel like you should be able to talk, because you're gonna have, with any relationship, you're gonna have different views on certain things. So if you can't come at that respectfully, then no, you don't need to be together. But if you are able to treat each other with respect and humility when actually discussing those, I'm sure there's nothing you can't get over. Because at the end of the day, I truly don't believe that anyone is all Democrat and anyone is all Republican. There's a lot of middle grounds where you can actually find common grounds on. It's just you picking the people to actually represent you is what tears that apart.
So maybe the question should be, could you be with a radical different party, like someone that is like really like radical, that it is, they bleed the red or they bleed the blue. There ain't no middle ground. It's you're with them or you're against
them. I'm gonna stop you right there, because even if you could, they could not. Yeah. They wouldn't be with you if they were radical.
And me being radical, like if them being radical, I'm not radical myself. So because I'm not radical one way or the other, I'm not going to choose someone who's radical, because if they're really radical, they'd be out this whole time and you'll see their true colors on either side.
Because if I was radical left, I'd be like, hi, my pronouns are him and his. What are yours? And then we'd be like, what are you talking about? I'm like, oh my God, you don't know? Okay, bye. So then it would, nothing would ever happen.
My answer to this question is hell to the no. I could not be with someone that has an absolute complete contrast to my political view. And the reason why is because I look at if I'm in a relationship with someone, I need to be with someone that I can march together with, that I could have support with when I feel that things aren't going the right way.
Why?
And I can't get that support from someone that may have a different view of me. It is a no. I need someone that's going to stand right by my side, not someone that's going to stand in front of me, not someone that's going to stand in back of me, not someone that's going to stand oppose me. I need someone right by my side, and that includes everything, including their political view.
Lady K said, preach, DT, and I think she said that when he was talking about he wants his woman barefoot in the kitchen making food and babies.
Right, because if you are focusing your eyes on politics, that means that my eyes are not focused on yo. That's all the time we have for you today, ladies and gentlemen.
I don't know what you're going to say.
I'm glad I'm feeling better. Thank you. Oh, by the way, thank you everybody that sent me get well comments. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. And
did you get the butter I sent you?
And a few of you that wished my death. Thank you, D.A. Nope, didn't hear anything from my boy. Well, I did. I heard from one of you. But nevertheless, I'm better. I'm back. I'm alive. I'm medicated. This is all natural. No filter. Hashtag no filter.
I couldn't tell.
You're welcome, ladies and gentlemen. And Chad.
And Chad.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's all the time that we have for you today. My apologies to Justin Bieber. We just plumb ran out of time. Let me quickly remind you about the Fat Guy Radio Show swag merch store, now with more. Open now at fatguyradioshow.com/store. When you buy a t-shirt through our swag merch store, your purchase supports our small, independently owned business. fatguyradioshow.com/store. I can take out that voice thing because the vote's over. Drop us a letter, comment, or question anytime to fatguyradioshow@gmail.com, or send a gift. We love surprises to Box 41506, Phoenix, Arizona 85080. We are on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Sometimes look us up, subscribe, follow, and share. Please, ladies and gentlemen, tell everybody you know about this show. And when they ask you what's it all about, through your mask, tell them. They'll make you laugh or depress the hell out of you, but you won't know until you listen. For Daniel Taylor.
What's good?
Doug the DA Andrew.
Holla.
And my little brother DJ Little D in absentia.
Yeah, buddy.
I've been Corey Blaze with our show mantra, skinny people.
That's me.
Fat people already know they're fat, so stop reminding us. See you at the top. Good night.
Hello.